We are holding off Samach Zayim Amar Aleph. We'll just see the Mishnah over again where we start from the Mishnah. Of Me'akiri Yerushalayim, Hoyimalavin Oisoi Ad Sukkah Rishoina. By the Soi HaMashtaleach, when they finally sent them out to the Tzoik, which was in the Midbar, which was outside Yerushalayim, so the Choshuva people of Yerushalayim used to walk with the person that's taken the Soi Lazozel outside. Oisoi Ad Sukkah Rishoina, they Malavim until the first hut, the first Sukkah. And Esther Sukkah's Yerushalayim via Tzoik. There were 10 sukkahs there between Yerushalayim and Soik. That's this cliff where they threw off the Azazel, which was in the Midbar. Now, Tishim Ris, Shiva Umach Tzulachomil. It was 90 ris away from Yerushalayim, the Soik. That was the place where the cliff where they threw the Azazel out. And Shiva Umach Tzulachomil. It was 7.5 risim Tishmil. So it comes out to 12 mil away. That's how far Soik was from Yerushalayim. And our kol sukkah, the sukkah, imrim loi, harei mozoin, barei mayim. On every sukkah, when they passed away, while they passed by, everybody in that sukkah, like there were people living there, told this person that's taking the yalazozel, you should know we have food for you. And even the... They built them special for this. They had sukkahs on the way, like a hut, on the way, before Yom Kippur. And people were living there on Yom Kippur. In order, like, to be malavim, to walk with this person. So they used to tell the person every time, Mishnah, we have food for you. Even though the Gemara says he never needed it because it's Yom Kippur, but I call upon him, you have pas pasal, you know that if you're going to faint, you're going to have food, he'll give you more strength to go further. So he was able to walk all these Yudbeis mil on Yom Kippur to take the lazozel to the tzoik. Or malavim, I say, mesukkah lesukkah. People living in one sukkah would walk with the person until they reached the next sukkah. Chutz me'achren shabem, until they reached the last sukkah. Sheinah magiyim or lesoik. The last sukkah, the Mara says, mashma, mishmah goes to mayam, that it was 2 mil away. 2 mil is more than, it's twice alpayim amma. Alpayim amma, that's 1 mil. That's the shir you're allowed to walk on Shabbos, chutz letchum. So they couldn't walk chutz letchum, they could only walk 1 mil. And this was 2 mil away. Se'elo oimei merochet. They used to walk the 1 mil. They walked with the person, and then they stood there. V'royes ma'isov, and they saw the way he was doing it. Maho yoisa, what he was doing. Now, cholik loshin zozharis, was the person that took the lazozel to the tzaik. What he did there was, he took this zozharis, this red piece of wool, and he tied it in half. He broke it in half. Chetzi of kosher v'sela, half of it he tied onto the stone. V'chetzi of kosher bein shnei karnov. And half of it he tied onto the in-between the horns of the lazozel. Then when he's on top of this tzoik, on top of this cliff, he pushed off the lazozel backwards. And he used to roll down the cliff. Never reached half the way down. By halfway down already, the lazozel broke into pieces and it died already. Then, now this person, the Mishnah before said it was the Kain that took the lazozel to this place. He walked back to the last sukkah, and he stood the Achatechshon until it came Moitzoyim Kippur. Now, when is the person that takes out the lazozel? The Torah says, Yichabes Begodav, his Begodav becomes Tomei. When, at what stage? Is Meshiyot Sechus Lechemis Yerushalayim. The Tanakhama says, as soon as he leaves Yerushalayim, right away his clothing become Tomei. Rabbi Shimon Aiman, no, Mishas Techiyos Letzoik. It's at the time when he pushes off the lazozel off the cliff, that's when his begotten first become Tommy. Alright, this first part of the Gemara we learned yesterday, that, I'm going to say it again, Tanur Rabbanim, Esther Sukkos, there were 10 huts in between, Ushnei Mosimilim Hoyu, it was 12 mil in between, Divir Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudu Raymond, no, Tisha Sukkos, Yasara Milim, there's only 9 Sukkos in between, and 10 Milim, Rabbi Yasiyah Mechomish, there's only 5 Sukkos in between, Yasara Milim Hoyu, the Kulon Ade Erev, it was 10 mil, in between one sukkah to another sukkah had to be 2 mil. It's more than tchum Shabbos. How could they walk? Elamai they made and they move at tchum before Shabbos. Rami Rabbi Yosi Sachli Elaz Bni. In my the erev Yechol Milasos Afilu Shtei Sukkos V'Yasara Milin. If you want to use an erev involved, I could make this possible with only 2 sukkahs in between, and there'll be an erev. And how is that possible? That the people living in Yerushalayim, they will leave an erev tchumim outside Yerushalayim, so they could walk 2 mil. Because 1 mil is a Tchum Shabbos, and there they have the Erev Tchumim, they can walk another mil. So the people from Yerushalayim can walk outside, walk with him 2 mil. Now the first sukkah will be 4 mil away, but the people living in that sukkah will make an Eruv Tchumim coming backwards.
So they'll be able to walk on Yom Kippur 2 mil backwards. So the kitzah, you could have a span of 4 mil in between till you get to the first sukkah. And then the same thing, the next sukkah also will be 4 mil away. So you could have made this 10 mil with only having 2 sukkahs in between, if you wanted to use a real Erev Tchumim each way. Akoporn the Gemara says, Kamanos Lahod Tanya. Who does our Mishnah go like? That says, Chutz Miachrin Shebhem. They used to walk with this person until they reached the last master, the last moving. Shalai Higiyei Moila Tzuk. They cannot walk so far to Tzuk. Elohim and Merochid, they had to stay a mil away, Veroi Es Maisa. Command to Rameya. That our Mishnah goes according to Rameya Shita. That it was a distance of 12 mil between Yerushalayim and Tzuk. And they only had 10 sukkahs in between. So 10 mil, you were able to walk. And the last sukkah, they could walk another mil. But the people living in that last sukkah cannot walk with him until tzeit, because they had an issur midrabbanan, they're not allowed to walk with the tchum. As the person going with the Azazel, he had a hetter. The Torah says he's allowed to walk. The frat posh the tchum is only midrabbanan, and the frat to walk with the tchum is only midrabbanan. So he's allowed to walk. But the people living in the sukkah, they can't walk outside their tchum. So the last sukkah, which was 2 mil away from tzeit, they could only walk 1 mil with him. That was their tchum. And the last mil, he went himself, and they just watched the way he was doing it. Then our kol sukkah, the sukkah, I'm loy, harei mozim, harei mayim. On each sukkah, we told the person, you should know, we have food for you. Tanus and Brisa says, meyaylam lehutzrach odim lekach. It never happened that this person on Yom Kippur, walking with the Lazozel, should have to take food. No, he never fainted so much as his kamatas koras afoshes. Elo, so why do we say this for him? If you have food in your basket, you'll have more kayach. Like even though a person's fasting, they know he has to wait till night time. But if you know you have food ready, you'll be able to eat tonight's food, you'll have more strength right now. Bashenkin, if you realize you have no food, you'll feel terrible, it'll make you weaker right now. So you used to tell the person, you should know, like be strong, we'll have food for you at night time to feed you. So when this Koyin got to the tzoy, got to the top of the cliff, what did he do there? He used to take this red string of wool and divide it in half, and half of the red string he would tie onto a stone on top of that cliff, and the other half he would tie onto the keren, onto the horn of the Lazozel. Like, why do you have to tie it all onto the animal for? Why don't you tie the whole thing just onto a selim? It's a sim, like we'll soon see. It's a sim, and if Hashem is mechapakla Yisrael, so the red string turns to be white. And if not, not. So the chur, the sim, as we should see. So why do you have to tie it onto the keren of the Lazozel? Just tie the whole thing onto the stone on top of the cliff. So where it says, kivun the mitzvah b'soyer. Because since there's a mitzvah to do with the soyer Lazozel, that you have to push it off the cliff backwards. You have to still do the mitzvah. Now we're afraid, Dilma Kodim Umalbin. Maybe before you do that mitzvah, if you'd only tie the red string, the red woolen string, on top of a stone there, we're afraid that before you do the mitzvah of throwing off the cliff, the string will turn white. Umeisva Daitan, he'll be so happy then. And he'll forget about doing the Lazozel. So that's why we don't want only the white thing to be, the red string to be on the seller, we want it to be part of the Lazozel also. Because it was only on the seller, we're afraid you'll forget about doing the mitzvah. So Rashi says, Kiva the mitzvah the soyer, ledoich v'lachubar, we still have a mitzvah to push off the soyer, kind of sieve. Eleretz gzeira, that dover hamizgaz v'yorid. You have to throw it off a cliff that goes straight down. Is the yamrid nikdirei kula the seller? Tell me, you tie the whole thing onto the seller. Zimnim, we're afraid, dekodem omalbim koidim chivasi asoyer. Maybe sometimes it'll turn white even before you push off the soy off the cliff. And you'll forget about doing the mitzvah of pushing it off the cliff. Because when you see that the string turned white, you're going to be so happy, you'll forget about doing the rest. You won't continue on doing the mitzvah of the soyer. Therefore, we tell you, tie on half of it, ben karnov. And once you tie onto the keren, like you're being Isaac in the keren, Yizichah won't forget about the soyim. Shu Isaac by Bachreina. Since you have to tie the string onto its horn, you for sure won't leave it alone. Like you're Isaac now in the soyim. V'hiloi talbin, and you should know the string itself won't turn white, lechatsoyim achetigma melacha kulay, until you finish doing whatever you're supposed to do with the string. So if the mitzvah, the string, is only to tie it on to the selam, so we're afraid as soon as you finish tying it, it'll turn white. But now that the mitzvah is half of it, you have to use to tie it onto the keren, it wazicha won't turn white until you tie it onto the keren. Now we're not afraid. Once you tie it onto the keren, even if it turns white right away, we're not afraid you'll leave it alone and forget about pushing it off the cliff. Because since you had to do something to the Sar Lazozim, you for sure won't leave it over. Now the Gemara asks your kasha. So Chura, just do it on the Sawyer, don't do it on the Selim altogether. For the Gemara, v'niktire kula ben karnav, obviously just tie the whole thing only between its horns, and don't tie it on the Selim altogether, on the stone on top. The Gemara says no. Zimnin de gomish le the reshe, v'lava daite. Sometimes when you're throwing it off the cliff, it's going like to bend over its head, and you're not going to be able to see the string. So sometimes maybe you won't turn white until it's on its way down, and then you won't be able to see the string anymore. So you won't know if it turned white or not. That's why half of it has to be on top by the selam, by the stone, so that that person for sure could see it. Turn around, Bonner. The Bryce said like this. But we shown at the beginning, at the beginning, the Kanim used to put a part of this loshen, this string, used to be amish in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Pesach Ulam, the opening to the Ulam, outside. Now, Hilvin, if it turned white, Hoyosmechen. Everybody was very happy. They saw that Hashem forgave them for all their averus. Loy Hilvin, let's say it didn't turn white, it stayed red. Hoyosavim. Everybody was very embarrassed. They felt very bad. Atsavim, they were very sad. Or Mesbaishin, and they felt embarrassed. And the Tziburis, the Kanyim, didn't want the Klai Yisrael to be Mesbaish on Yom Kippur. They should tie the string on the opening going into the ulam, but not outside that everybody can see it, but tie it in the inside that most of the people outside can't see it. So where it says, no, v'yadayin hoyo matzitzin v'royin. People used to still look in, peek in. They used to peek in through the ulam to see if the string turned red or not. Mela hilvin hoyo smechin. If a taka turned white, everybody was very happy about it. Loy Hilbin, if it didn't turn white, Hoyuat Sovin, people felt bad about it. And the vice versa, they didn't want Klai Yisrael, the people, to be feeling bad on Yom Kippur. As a man, his king knows, she yo koishrin oisoi, chetzir beselo, v'chetzir beikana. This is like our Mishnah says, that's the corner already. That the corner was, they didn't tie it on at all in the Beis HaMikdash. So they didn't take a know in the Beis HaMikdash what happened on Yom Kippur. The only this person that walked out to the Lazozel, so that walked out to the Tzoy, to the mountain, to the cliff, he had the string with him, and before he pushed it off the cliff, he had half of it on a stone on top, and half of it on the lazozo. So that's John now Mishnah also. The Omer of Nochim in Bar Papa, Mishum Rebelozim, Hakapim, that Rishon, he has another bryce, he really argues, he says like this, that Rishon no hayu koishrin loshen shosharius al pesach ulum mibifnim. Even at the beginning, the first takana was not to do it outside, but the first takana was to do it inside. But as soon as the soil reached the midbar, right away it turned white. And they knew that they did the mitzvah. The mitzvah was mekayim. Shneimar, the pasuk says, so that was the simin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechapa them. They did the right mitzvahs. Well, they knew that everything was okay. So that's the way it used to be at the beginning. So Mephoshim speak out the reason why they always, why at the beginning, they used to leave it in the Beis HaMikdash, because there's a purpose involved. Because the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to continue his Avodah until he knows that the person reached the Tzoyk. Like, he had to know he got there. So the Ma'is say, how do you know he got there? See, if they had this red string and it turned white, they knew he did the mitzvah. So Mela, the Kohen Gadol could start doing the rest of his Avodah. But now, Lefiyah Maskon, like our Mishnah says, Acher HaTakonah, that they didn't want the Klai Yisrael to feel bad and to start crying, so male, they didn't put the string in the Beis HaMikdash, but they only put it up by Tzayk. So now, Lechuretz HaKasha, how did the Kohen Gadol know that they already did the Avodah, that he could continue on doing? So we'll see the next Mishnah says, Enechnami, that the person that went out to Tzayk had to send back messengers, or at least they had a simon. He used to have waving, he used to wave from one mountain to another mountain, that he would like tell them, give them the sign that he already did the Avodah. But at the beginning, though, the reason why they wanted the string to be in the Beis HaMikdash was that Poshet, the Kohen Gadol, should know that he finished his Avodah of the Tzayk, throwing it off the mountain, and now we can start doing the next Avodah. Right. Lohoyo magiyalach lamachte sahar. The Mishnah says, when they threw off the Lazozel off the cliff,
it never reached half the mountain going down, and it didn't die already. It wasn't into pieces. Iboilihu. Oisenevorim, the pieces of the Lazozel, Mahim Bihano. What's the locha? Is it Mutta Bahano or not? Like the Khur, it's not a korban, so maybe it should be Mutta Bahano. Or else maybe yes, since you used it for Lazozel, you used it, it was part of the girl, it has a Kedusha, it's also Bahano. So it's a machoikis. Rabu Shmuel. Chadama Mutorin. Once as Enechnami, the Lazozel, once you throw it off the cliff, the pieces Mutta Bahano. As you're not allowed to eat it because it's a treifa, you didn't have a shechita done to it. But I call upon him, you're allowed to sell it, you give it to your dog, it's mutter bano. V'chadama, one says, no, asur. No, you should know it's asur bano. So what's the machlokes tolyin? Man di yom mutar in the man di yom, it says that the pieces of meat of this lazozla's mutter bano, because the pasuk says, ba midbar. You're supposed to send it out to the midbar. So what does the Torah say ba midbar for? So he dashes a krashi, v'sholach et asoye ba midbar, ukroa yeserihu, it's an extra pasuk. Le Midrash teaches the drasha sheye hefka kemidbar. You should know the piece of meat once it's thrown off the cliff, it's mamish hefka, like midbar means whoever wants to come and take it. In other words, it's muta bano. Tidit you can't, you don't have a shechita. But I call upon him, it's not also bano, rather it's like a hefker, it's muta bano. So the next time the Torah says the word by midbar. Really, the psukim say three times to send it out to the midbar. So this extra one by midbar to teach us that the pieces of meat of the lazozel afterwards thrown off has a din like hefker, it's mutter bano. Oman liyam asurim, the other one that says no, it's also bano. The pasuk says el eretz gzera, gzera. You have to throw it out to a place called gzera. So what do we dash in the word gzera? Rashi says loshen chaymer v'yisser, as if to say the lazozel always retains its isser. It's a chomadik a place that the lazozel always stays osur. Oman liyam fratig mor akash asurim. High midbar mayovedle. Good, you dash in the word gzera, but there's still an extra word by midbar. What do you do with the word by midbar that's mashed with lazozel? Is like hefker, it's free for anybody to use. He says, no. Mi boiler likratanya. I need the word by midbar like we learned. The pasuk says, hamidbara one time, hamidbara second time, by midbar a third time. In this parasha of sending out lazozel to the midbar, the Torah says it three times. Is l'rabba is to include Noi v'givoin shiloy beisalomim. That not only b'shas the mishkan in the midbar that they have this mitzvah of sending it out to the midbar, but who are then they have in noiv and givoin also? Who are then in shiloy and who are then in the beis hamikdash shalomim? Also, you have the same mitzvah that the lazozel has to be sent out to the midbar out of Yerushalayim to the midbar. That's where they sent the lazozel. So Rashi learns hamidbar hamidbar midbar midbar shalosh mikroyis binon l'shaleiach ois lazozel hamidbaram. V'sholach b'yad ish iti amidbaro. V'sholach es asoye b'amidbar. It says three different times the word b'amidbar to teach us this yisoid, that it was nogeyam, not only in the Mishkan, who adin noy v'givoy in shilo in the Beisalamim. For the more of Idah, the other man, the Yama, hay gzerim ayovedle, if you dash him from the word b'amidbar to say that it's mutter b'hano, that this lazozel is it's thrown off, it's like hefker, so what do you do with the word gzerim? Why does the Torah say the word gzerim? That the other man, the Yama, said it's mashme, it's like osur, it's like an isur, a chaymer. So what do you do with, you say it's mutter, what do you do with the word gzera? And the Gemara mi boile, likratanya, you need it like we learned in a braisa. Gzera, the Torah says you have to throw it, take it out to a place called gzera. Ein gzera le chitucha. Gzera only means a place that's cut. What does that mean, chitucha? So Rashi says, chitucha, tsoik chotach, has to be a very steep cliff. Has to be mamash like cut down in half. Biskifa has a very steep, v'loy mishupa, not slanty kolkach. There is the cliff that the mountain you go on top to throw the lazozel off can't be a nice mountain coming down. Slowly, but rather has to be a straight down. Has to be a steep cliff. That's this word gzera. As if to say yachotuk, you cut it straight down. Dovrachar and gzera lo dovraham is gazer v'yerid. It has to be something also very steep that when the animal falls down, the animal gets chopped up into pieces. Like we have, like the Mishnah says. It never happened that it reached halfway down and didn't get chopped up. Because since it's such a steep cliff, it breaks. Trashi asoyim is gazir boi vorm evorim. That the soyim itself gets chopped up into pieces because it's such a steep cliff. Tovrachar gzeira. What does the post say the word gzeira? Shema toyma, maybe a person could say, Maise toyhu, like you start making fun. What type of mitzvah is this? The Torah says, take the sawyer and take it out to the midbar and throw it off a cliff. Like you start getting angry at Hashem. How could you have such a mitzvah like this? Talmud Loima, the end of the pasuk says no. And not the end of this pasuk, the end of the parsha, we'll see later where it says it. It says, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem. So we dashed in Ani Hashem, that Ani Hashem gazartiv. This is like a chayk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do this mitzvah, and don't ask any questions why. That's pshat from Gzeira. That this mitzvah of throwing it off the cliff is like a Gzeira. Even though maybe you don't understand why I'm doing it, you have no right to think into why Hashem says to do it, we have to do it. Trashi Shema Toymar, Maisa Toyuhem, Maka Poro Yesh Bishluach Zer, Uma Yesh Biyat Soy Gzel Hoyel. Like people think, what kind of forgiveness do we have here? The next time we schlep a soy out to the midbar and throw it over a cliff, what are we doing here? You think maybe we're doing something wrong? Kamashma no, Gzeira, that this is a Gzeira, Hashem tells us to do it. V'en lucha rishus laharabin. Omar Rava. So the kids we have in Machloikis, if it's muta bano, the pieces of the lazozel, or it's osa bano. So Omar Rava, Rava is saying, Mistavra command yom mutarin. I have a swara to say that the pieces of the lazozel is taka muta bano. Taka muta. Why? Because the swara loyomru Torah shalach letakola. That mistavra is not a swara. The Torah should say send it away, and it should be osa bano. You make a takola that people will find it, and they won't know it was the story of lazozel. They'll come to eat it. So it's not nice that the Torah should make somebody do an avera that he doesn't know about it. So that's why it's the swara to say that it's muta. It's rashi letakola sheyim tsum adam. A person's going to find it, and he's not going to know this is the story of lazozel. For yehenim him. And he'll take it home, and he'll give it to his dog to eat. Shaloyeda shahoyu minasur. He's not going to know what's from the soyer. So it's not mistavra, the Torah should say, throw it off the cliff, and it really remains osir banom, and there'll be a takol, a stumbling block. Now people will come and take it, they won't know about it. So that is more mistavra to say that it's mutter banom. Turn around, bottom. We'll go to the bright like this. The pasuk says azazel. We know it's called the soyer azazel. What does the word azazel mean? Shiye az v'kosha. Az, it should be in kosha. It means very strong and stubborn-like. Drashi she az v'kosha. Al is lush and kosher, very hard. In other words, this mountain has to be a strong mountain that when it falls down, it gives a good clap. Yochel b'yishuv, maybe this cliff has to be even the place where people live, amongst a yishuv. Talmud lema b'midbar, not a place that has to be in the wilderness, in the midbar. O minayin shebetzik, how do you know it has to be off a cliff? Drashi har zokov, how do you know it has to be a steep cliff? Maybe just az v'kosher, stam should be strong. How do you know it has to be very steep? Tamaloyma gzeira, like we had before. Gzeira means it should be like cut straight down. It's like a straight cut, a straight steep cliff. Tan yidav, another bright says like this. Azazel, what does the word azazel mean? Kosha shaborim, that's a very strong mountain. That's what you have to take. V'chein uwayim, another pasuk says, v'yes eli yaretz lokach. Eli means the strong, like the strong parts of the land he took. So el means strong. Here also, a strong mountain, that's what you have to use. Tanat v'rab Yishmuel. Azazel, what does azazel mean? She mechaper al maisa uza v'yazoil. That this comes to be mechaper for maisa znus faroyis. Like Rashi says, a maisa uza v'yazozel, v'yazoil. So Rashi, uza v'yazozel, this is malche chavolom. Two malche chavolom, she yodu loritz. They came down to this world, v'yimei namo achoyz tuba kayin. What happened to maisa nama? She was the sister of tuba kayin. For Elayim Nerman, this is says on these two malche chavolom, Vayiru b'nei Elohim as Veslahim as b'nei Sodom. That the b'nei Elohim, the president's children saw the b'nei Sodom. Kloimar al arroyis mechaper. In other words, the kids of Azazel's mechaper on the chet of arroyis. Now the mitzvah of the shnei malche chavola was it happened that they were mekater on this world. That they were telling the Kodesh Baruch Hu that Klai Yisrael was doing a chet, or there wasn't Klai Yisrael then. They were doing the chet of arroyis. So they're telling the Kodesh Baruch Hu, go destroy the world. So Hashem said, you should know, if you'd be in their footstep, you'd also do the same avera. And they said, no, nothing doing, we'd never do it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down these two Malkei Chavolom, they went down Loritz, they became like people, and they also did the Chet of Arois. But the kids, what it means to say, Lazozel is, that that's Mechapa for the Chet of Arois. Torah Rabbonin. The pasuk says, Es Mishpotai Tasu. You should do my Mishpotim, do my mitzvahs. That means, Dvorim Mishpotim means things we understand. That means Dvarim Shilmole Lanichtavu. Even if it wasn't written in the Torah, Dinu Shiichtavu. We will understand it without Svara. Certain mitzvahs, we understand why we're supposed to do it. V'yeluhein Avodis Kachovim. We can understand not to worship Avodis Zara. We understand that Kodesh Baruch created the world, and Hashem is Hashem, and it's not nice to do a different Avodis Zara. The Gila Arroyis, also it's a Svara. It's not nice to have Znus with somebody else. Or shvichas dov, it's not nice to kill somebody. V'gezel, it's not nice to steal. Or birchas Hashem, to curse Hashem, it's not nice. We understand that in Svara, you're not allowed to curse Hashem. That's pshat the pasuk as mishpatei tasu. What about the end of the pasuk as chukosai tishmu? We should listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chukim. That means dvorim shasotin meishav aloyim. Dvorim, things that we don't understand. And the sotin, the Yetzer, comes to tell us and say, what do you got to listen to it for? It doesn't make any sense. Still, the pasuk ends off. We'll soon see. Ani Hashem, no, we have to listen to Hashem like we're dashing before. Ein lecha rishus laharach reha. Now, what are these things? V'elohim, achilus chazir. The Torah says not to eat chazir. The Yetzer tells us, what's wrong with it? Why is chazir different than beef? What's wrong with it? Or the visha shatnis. What's wrong with wearing wool and linen together? What kind of svar? Why should the Torah answer it? The chalitza sivama. What kind of svar is this? If you have your brother's wife, your brother died, you have to give his wife chalitza. Or tyrus mitzera. What kind of the whole inyon of tyrus mitzera doesn't make sense? To send away the birds and do a lot of things there. Who say here mishtalech? Who are doing the sin on Yom Kippur? To send away the Yisrael mishtalech and throw it off the cliff and kill it? Like, it doesn't make sense. These are like hukim. So, v'shema toyma, maybe you would say, maisa toyuhem, that they don't make sense, these things. It has no value, we shouldn't do it. Tamulayim, with the pasuk ends off, ani Hashem. This is the drush we meant before, ani Hashem. And we dash in, ani Hashem. Chukukaisov, v'yenuchar reshus laharbehen. These are my chukim, these are my things that I tell you to do, and don't ask any questions. So that's pshat, ani Hashem, I am Hashem, don't ask any questions. Tiros lazozel, the lazozel is called inna v'choik. The chayk means even though we don't understand why, still we have to do it. Then the Mishnah says, "Emos sayim atama begodim." The Torah says that the person that takes out lazozel to the midbar, he becomes tami as begodim atami also. Tana rabbanim, hamashalech mitama begodim. The one that takes the lazozel out, he becomes tami begodim. But not the Kohanim that are in the Azor, in the Beis Hamikdash, that they give over the Lazozel to the other Kohen that's going to take it out. The first people that give it over, they don't become Tomei. Only the person that actually takes it out to the Midbar. Yochel, I would think, as soon as this person takes the Lazozel outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside the Chaymet Azor, even though he's in Yerushalayim, still right away he should become Tomei as Begodim. Talmud Leim, no, the Pasuk says HaMashalach. So HaMashalach, Rashi's Mashma, V'HaMashalach, Mashma Sheshiluchoi Kfar Letzad HaMidbar. You already started to take it towards the Midbar. And if you're still in Yerushalayim, it's not called you left towards the Midbar yet. So Talmud Leim, V'HaMashalach. HaKeitzad, so when are you Matami Megodim? Mishayetze Chutz L'Chaymes Yerushalayim Divri of Yehuda. If you know, the Pasuk says HaMashalach. So as soon as you take the Lazozel outside Yerushalayim, Then the pshat is you're on your way towards the midbar. At that point, you have tumas begodim. We have yaisi yaimino azozel vekibes. The pasuk says achegiya letzoyk. It's enough to say that when you get to tzoyk, that's when you have a mitzvah to wash your begodim. That's when your begodim become tumi, but not before you reach tzoyk. We have a shimonai there v'ameshalech es hasoyel azozel yichabes begodav v'zorkoi. The pasuk says. The bas rush or metama begodim. He holds no. You only metama begodim when you throw it off the cliff. It's not enough. You reach the cliff. It's not metama begodim yet. Your begodim only become tomei when you do the mice of throwing it off the cliff. That's the end of the mice of azazel. That's when your clothing first become tomei. Then the Mishnah says, "Boloi eitzo par v'sori hamnesrofim." Now the Kohen Gadol goes back now to finish off his avodis. We already finished the zrikas of the dam, of the par, his own par, and the soy which was the chatas lashem. So the avoidus of the zrika was done. But now we have to do the avoidah of burning the animal. These were called chatoyes hapnim, that are called chatas hanesrofim. You burn the meat. So bo lo yetzo par v'soy hanesrofim. Koron, what do you do to this animal now? Up until now they just did the shchita, and they did the kabbalos adam. Now, what do they do with the rest of the animal? Kairon, they rip it up, they rip it open. Voitzi yasimureim, they take out the fats from inside, the emurim, because that's burnt. The emurim is put on top of the mizbeach, but the rest of the meat is burnt outside. Nos non demagis. Now, the fats, the inside emurim, they put into a big demagis, which is a big clean, a big can with a clean.